You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Today, I think the Rockies have a day game today at Coors Field, and the temperature is supposed to be hovering around 99. So
that's hot.
It's going to be a hot game.
That's real hot.
Wouldn't it be funny if baseball players could just play in shorts? I mean, sliding into second base would be problematic,
a little
bit.
Yeah, you might get a little torn up.
Just put on, like, what if they just put on a swimsuit? Those guys are in good shape. You know, no shirt, no swimsuit.
You know, it might add to the entertainment of baseball. You know, it might add that little something that, you know, we're all looking for.
Yeah.
Because it's so boring. Oh, my God.
Hey, the Rockies won last night.
Did they?
Two in a row, I guess? Three in a row? Cool. One in a row? I don't know. Two, I think.
Was it here, you said?
Yeah, there at Coors Field.
Was it packed?
I don't know. You want me to look up the attendance?
No, you don't have to. All right.
And, you know, it's the Rockies will get there 20 to 25,000. The ownership of the Rockies knows we don't have to invest heavily in the team. People will come out even when we're in last place. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
that's just a fact.
Social event.
I mean, people think I'm being.
They got that upper area.
Yeah, they have the party area. Yeah, people think I'm being snotty. I'm not.
Flirt.
I mean, everybody who's involved in sports knows. So it's not like it's a secret. The Rockies ownership group knows we don't have to put a bunch of money into this team because people in Colorado like baseball. They'll come out and watch the last place team. So that's why we've never won our division in over 30 years is because the team's like, we don't need to.
No big deal.
Yeah, people still come out.
We got a sweet bar up top.
Yeah.
So all the singles come to mingle.
The money that we don't put into the team, we can just take. So anyway.
I think you're right.
All right. What's going on in your world?
We had an HOA meeting last night, and it was like, I don't even know how long it was. It felt like 2 hours, but it was probably about an hour or so. Two takeaways from this meeting, which I found kind of comical. You know, when we first signed up, we were like, yeah, we'll be on the architectural review committee. So we approve all the paint and the shed and the concrete work and blah, blah, blah. But you need two different households to do that. So you can kind of have two votes. And, you know, if there's conflicts, you can talk to each other. So we recruited my buddy, Scotland Rob, down two doors down and his wife.
Well, now hold on. Just stop right there.
Yeah.
There's already a problem here. The idea is that it would be someone who would have like their own opinion and could cross you on something. You've got your best bud down there doing it.
They did. Many times they would disagree with how we felt. So
really?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Give me a for instance.
I'll be honest with you. They weren't really into it.
Who would be?
I mean, we kind of talked him into it. We kind of coaxed him. We're like, hey, this would be great for the neighborhood.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Friends.
It wouldn't be easy for them to say, hey, whatever you guys want.
We butted heads on some paint colors and some landscaping things that came up, whatever. But during the meeting, the HOA president was like, oh, we just got a message this afternoon from Rob and his wife, and they're going to go ahead and bow out, and they don't want to do this anymore. And we're like, they didn't even tell us.
Oh,
what the hell? So they didn't let us know. So now we're in this mad search to find another house.
I can just see the conversation down at their house, too. They're like, do you want to do this? No, I don't want to do this.
So
who's going to tell Jeremy?
I'm not telling Jeremy.
Oh, you tell Jeremy. No, I'm not telling Jeremy.
Let's just say I haven't chatted with him since. Mm-hmm. I will send him a text message today.
You go down there.
WTF.
You know what? You go down there and kick him right in the kilt.
Right. I thought we were in this together, dude. And then the second thing that came up, for some reason, you know, it's the middle of July now. The heat is on. You know, it's the time of year where people are kind of starting to let things go. The grass, the weeds. For some reason, nobody in my neighborhood can roll up a hose and put it back on the hose roller. They just leave it laying out in the grass and stuff.
So what?
So it looks trashy. It looks like crap.
You
it's like,
really
roll
have,
up your hose you, and make it look nice.
You really have become an HOA Nazi.
Yeah.
You really have.
We live in a decent community, and I think
what's
you're
wrong
just
with the hose?
Throwing your hose out in the middle of the yard and leaving it for a week. It looks like crap.
Okay.
And then it burns. You know, the sun will burn the hose into the grass.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it looks like crap. So me sitting there, I go, boy, it would be great if maybe like once or twice a year we could put out just maybe like a little community newsletter, like maybe in the summer just with some summer reminders.
Don't tell me.
Roll up your hoses
and
pull your weeds.
Nobody reads those things, by the way.
As I was saying it, for some reason, additional words came out my mouth and I said, I would be happy to take that on. if that's something so now, you would like to do.
You're going to take your Nazi propaganda and you're going to put it in a newsletter.
And as I was saying it, I was like, no, don't say that.
You do realize that nobody reads those things. Nobody reads them.
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
1 out of 100. When I get a newsletter from my HOA, it just immediately goes delete.
Well, I started working on it yesterday, and it looks really nice. I hopped onto Canva. Yeah. It looks really, you know,
professional. Oh, I have no doubt. I know
it
you.
It looks really good.
I know you, and it's going to look fantastic.
And I'm going to deliver it via email, and I'm going to canvas the neighborhood and tape it on front doors. So they're going to get a double whammy.
You're horrible.
I'm just trying to keep our neighborhood beautiful, man. Uh-huh. Nicole did read through it. She's like, you're being a little harsh on some of this. She's like, let's include a recipe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll keep them happy.
Yeah. The community that I lived in down off Parker Road, they would send out their little newsletter, and they would try to spice it up at the end after they've told everybody, you know, you're all going to hell for, you know, what you do to your property.
Right.
After all that, then they would put some sort of like funny joke at the end.
Yeah, well, we're going to,
they would do like a joke at the end.
I mean, there's a line in there that says, thank you for keeping our community beautiful, and maybe I'll put in the recipe. But it's nothing outrageous. It's pull your weeds, mow your lawns, keep your trash cans behind fences, and roll up your stupid
houses. It only took me like 2 or 3 to read. Yeah, I saw. Okay, so here's where they're chastising all of us. Here's the joke at the end. And after that, delete as soon as I saw them. It's like, you don't need to see
that. I'm going to attempt it. I'm going to do, you know, a couple of these and see how it goes. But I can't believe it. Just I was like, I'll take this on and do it. I have no problem.
Do you remember the story about the, I can't remember what company it was, but they had their, when you sign up for something online and it's got those like 5, 6, 7 pages of terms and conditions and stuff, and you have to click agree, and nobody reads those.
It's like Apple every time you buy an app.
Exactly.
Or yep.
So there was that one company that about halfway through the fine print on like page 4, they put a little thing that says, by the way, the first person to reply to this will win a such and such, like a trip somewhere or $5,000 or something like that. And they were like, how long will it take before somebody will read through all the fine print
to
get
that.
And it was something like 1 hour. Like they or like one person reads every page of those conditions and found it and won the prize.
So what are you saying? I should put something like that in there?
I am, because
of like a free Jamba Juice or
most
something?
Because most people are going to be like me and just going to delete it.
Uh-huh.
So if you put little Easter eggs in there of things, it will encourage people
to keep reading.
To keep reading.
I like that. Okay.
I'm an idea man.
I might put something like that in there.
Put something in there. It won't hurt you. Just get a little $10 Starbucks card.
Yeah, that's good. We can probably take that out of the HOA funds.
Oh, my God. Now it's corruption, even.